Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, you are listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., once again in the studio with my lovely wife and co-host, Kimberly, bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. And we're sitting here smiling at each other because it is summertime, our brat children are at home, and my studio's not done, so we have to try to find ways to... It's almost like we're going to hide in the bedroom to get a little afternoon delight because we have to shuttle the kids off somewhere so we could do the radio show. It's getting quite challenging, if you will.
Yeah, especially when we used to do the show in the bedroom and it was really easy. We could just go in there and shut the door and lock it. But then we actually got internet through our electric company that's like cable that they brought in through the basement, so that's a little bit difficult.
Well, I mean, I could still, you know, run stuff up to the bedroom, but it's kind of nice having our bedroom without the desks and everything in it. But it's been quite challenging, to say the least. Let's get to some of the news stories. Well, before we do that, I did get a comment on the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page. A chiropractor that was just begging me to stop just saying doctors when I'm angry and saying these doctors are scumbags. You know, and not to say anything bad about the person that did the post, because I checked his Facebook page out. He seems like a really great guy, and I understand his concern. Sometimes I generalize, but we have a very educated audience here, and I do think that when I'm bad-mouthing doctors, I'm pretty sure everybody knows the ones I'm talking about, the vaccinating doctors, the allopathic physicians that want to do nothing but, you know,
treat the symptoms and not look for the root cause in order to help heal the problem and not sell more pharmaceuticals, which is what they've turned into. They're just pharmaceutical reps.
Exactly. So, you know, for those of you out there that might think that I hate all doctors, I'm big fans of many doctors out there. In fact, many classically trained physicians like Dr. Eisenstein, Dr.
Anju Usman.
Dr. Anju Usman, Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. These are all classically trained physicians that I'm a huge fan of. So when I say doctor, I'm meaning those real idiot scumbags out there that, you know, do what they do.
I think we need to come up with a term.
Well, I did, pharma whore, but I can't use it all the time. You know what I mean? I coined that term, but now we can get back to the news. But just for future reference, when I'm talking like that, y'all know the doctors that I'm implying, that I'm talking about.
The doctors that would fire their patients for not vaccinating their children.
Right. And, you know, chiropractors, I love them. Naturopaths, love them. And there's a lot of classically trained allopathic physicians that I like. Dr. Bernadine Healy, God rest her soul, was a great doctor that was way up there in the echelons of doctorhooddom or whatever you want to call it. And she was a thinker and a doer. So the doctors that I'm speaking of, y'all know what I mean. Let's get on to the news now. Nikki Haley, HPV bill veto. Bakari Sellers, South Carolina vaccination measure for middle schoolers falls.
It doesn't really make any sense.
No, it doesn't. This is HuffPost. That's why. Bakari Sellers says South Carolina vaccination measure for middle schoolers falls. I think they might mean fails, but I'm not sure. Or falls, because Nikki Haley did veto this bill. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Republican, has vetoed a Democratic-sponsored bill aimed at providing 7th graders with a free HPV vaccine. Well, for one thing, it isn't a free HPV vaccine. What, they get one, they get a third off? Because it's in sections of 3.
Exactly.
So, I mean, right there, I'm glad that she vetoed this, but the fact of the matter is, we can't give her a lot of credit, because she also sponsored a very similar bill prior to this. The main reason,
she just doesn't want it to be free.
No, she is basically rethinking her standing on the issue, but not on the vaccine issue. It's more a vote against Obamacare, because this is taxpayer medical preventative care, as is Obamacare. So now that Obamacare has started and they're trying to get it, you know, thrown out, she's going to say no to this bill. Plus, she has a daughter that's of age, and she says she has rethought the HPV.
Well, they're calling it a preventative.
Right.
It's not really a preventative, but that's what they like to call it.
Right. No vaccine is, but that's what they call preventive medicine. Lexington, South Carolina Patch reports that the measure picked up support across both sides of the partisan aisle, with a 63-40 vote in the House and a 40-2 Senate vote in favor of passing the initiative. Haley defended her Tuesday veto, calling the bill unnecessary and a precursor to another taxpayer-funded health care mandate. See, that's what she's saying. She's against Obamacare, so she's not going to allow something like this to happen. I'm personally glad that she just... You know, how many girls' lives did she save? Of course, when you look at the posts on this, because HuffPost is notoriously Democratic, liberal, commie. So when you...
But and, not all...
No, because we've got a lot of friends that write on there.
That are liberal are commie scum, so let's change that
suck.
Term a little bit.
Liberals suck. Anyways.
That's your opinion.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's my show. So there we go. State Representative Bakari Sellers, Democrat, Bamberg, South Carolina, sponsored the bill and blasted Haley's move, calling her decision one that puts her own selfish political ambitions ahead of the people of South Carolina. This bill had bipartisan support and gives optional education and preventative vaccines to adolescents in an effort to thwart cervical cancer. That's all. It's
propaganda.
All BS anyways. Sellers said in a statement, "This is a common sense approach to a very serious problem." Really? Have they even bothered to check out osaysanevax.org?
Well, heavens no. Are you crazy?
It just amazes
me. Have they talked
me.
To the people who developed the vaccine?
Yeah, the
and
one
found
scientist?
Out that they're not supposed to have it, you know, before a certain age, and that really no long-term studies have been done, and have they looked at the VAERS database for the adverse reactions to this vaccine? No, evidently not.
No, not at all. The governor's veto comes with its share of controversy. The Anderson Independent Mail rewinds to Haley's 2007 tenure as a state representative when she co-sponsored a bill authorizing mandatory HPV vaccination for seventh grade girls. Haley eventually killed that bill on the grounds that it did not include an opt-out for parents, but Sellers' 2012 version would have given parents the ability to do so, Lexington, South Carolina Patch notes. Now, here's the deal there. You cannot have a mandatory vaccine that just everybody has to get.
No.
There has to be an opt-out. South Carolina has an opt-out.
But they're not going to talk about that.
But what's the difference between these two bills? I mean, HuffPost, whoever wrote, I mean, the
because
person
that wrote
this. Because
this one is like the Texas bill, where they tried to make it mandatory to get into school.
Yeah, but it was still mandated, not mandatory. There's opt-outs.
They like to use certain wording, it's called marketing, to make sure people think that they have to get the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty sad, but some of the comments on the page are even worse. And what do you want to bet that Nikki would be the first in line for the vaccine if her daughter contracted cervical cancer? That's one of the posts. Of course, by then it would be too late, huh, Nikki? These are the scumbags that I'm talking about. Why not? Well, let's not do that one. That's a ridiculous one. Excellent job, Miss Haley. There is no reason for seventh graders or anyone that is not having intercourse to be getting that vaccination. The bill was ridiculous. Even with somebody that's having intercourse, why worry about getting the vaccine? But there are some supporters here. Here's another supporter. This drug has not been tested enough. Sorry, I don't trust the pharmaceutical companies. Really have my health in mind. It needs more time and more research. Now, here's a good one from Stuart M. 0205. I wonder how many women will die of cervix cancer because of this woman. Even one would be one too many, but it would be a lot more than one.
What?
Yeah, people are just going to start, women are going to start, their cervix are going to start falling out of them cancerous because Nikki Haley vetoed this bill. It's just ridiculous. And it's the same thing that was going on with that little, with when you start making comments on other vaccine posts with the pro-vaccine crowd. It's, you're killing people, you're maiming people.
It's all your fault,
yeah.
The scourge of disease.
Yeah, you parasite and all that. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm glad she vetoed it. I don't know. I don't think she did it for the right reasons, to be honest with you. But all that being said, I'm very happy that the young women of and young girls of South Carolina are safe for another
well, and boys
day,
because they're recommending it be given to boys too, even though they don't have a cervix.
Yeah, but this one was just for the girls. But I'm just glad that I'm glad that she vetoed the bill. It's just crazy. Now, here's one. A GMO should be safety tested before they hit the market, says the AMA. Now, you would think just from that headline that maybe the American Medical Association is getting off its rump and actually acting like a medical association should about the caring about the health of the American people.
I doubt that, because this is actually in the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's a rag piece of crap.
Well, and the other thing that they did in this vote, they had their big convention or whatever, and they vote on how to poison children and how to make a lot of money by destroying people with prescription drugs and what have you. But they decided we're going to throw these people a bone because we've got some people within our organization that really are concerned about this issue. So we're going to throw them a bone. But the other bone that they decided not to throw was up for vote was the mandatory labeling. Oh, no, they weren't going to do that.
So well, then what's the difference?
Exactly. GMOs should be safety tested before they hit the market, says AMA. This is by Monica Eng, who's a Tribune reporter. The American Medical Association called for mandatory pre-market safety testing of genetically engineered foods as part of a revised policy voted on at the AMA's meeting in Chicago Tuesday. Currently, biotech companies are simply encouraged to engage in a voluntary safety consultation with the Food and Drug Administration before releasing a product onto the market. You know what's amazing about that? Isn't it the Tribune that really dumps on people that want to do natural cures and natural remedies and how the FDA doesn't, like, crawl right up their butts?
Yeah, they are. That's why I called it a rag piece of crap.
Yeah. But this one here, it's the FDA that says, yeah, you know, you could do it yourself, check it out, you know, do a little consultation.
Maybe just talk to us about it a little bit, yeah. And then go right ahead and unleash it on the world.
Right. And we'll consult with
you.
We'll
tell you how to do your marketing. We'll tell you how to hide certain things, how to get away, get through the law. No problem.
Well,
you
they
scratch
are
our
the
back,
law.
We'll scratch yours.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about this article from the Tribune as soon as we get back from our commercial break. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com.
Are you frustrated with surging grocery prices and the very real possibility of empty grocery store shelves? If the food transportation system were disrupted, how long could you and your family live on the food in your home pantry? Being prepared for what life might throw your way provides a tremendous peace of mind. A home food store is the perfect insurance against the unknown and the unforeseen. It often seems like a daunting task to start, store, and use your food storage. Beth Dunsing, an independent consultant with Shelf Reliance, offers you an easy and healthy solution. Thrive Foods. Thrive Foods are healthy, delicious, GMO-free food with no additives, no preservatives, and a long 20 to 30 year shelf life without refrigeration. Foods so delicious, you will want to use them every day. Beth will help you use the free online planning tools to customize a food storage plan that fits your family, your budget, and your space. Guarantee that you will never look into the eyes of a hungry loved one and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Food is key to your family's survival. To receive a personal password to guarantee you receive the low Linderman Unleashed pricing, send an email to me at LindermanUnleashed@hotmail.com. Get started today.
Hey folks, it's Kurt Linderman, host of Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com. Are you a parent who wants to educate your children on vaccine issues so that they are equipped with the truth when faced with peer and social pressures from the pro-vaccine crowd? Are they prepared to deal with the pro-vaccine messages from the media found in cartoons, schools, and commercials? Are you a professional in need of a quick reference for your patients regarding vaccine ingredients, side effects, and exemptions? If so, No Vaccines for Me is for you. No Vaccines for Me is the first interactive family book written as a resource for like-minded parents and professionals who choose not to vaccinate. No Vaccines for Me is written in an easy-to-read format with great illustrations. No Vaccines for Me facilitates discussion and educates readers of all ages, especially children. No Vaccines for Me books and t-shirts can be ordered at NoVaccinesForMe.com. NoVaccinesForMe.com. Educate yourself, educate your children. NoVaccinesForMe.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs, in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey, CDC, the Lindermans refuse to lower their standards, so up yours. And now, back to Linderman Unleashed.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. Back with Linderman Unleashed, Kurt and Kim Linderman, talking about this Chicago Tribune article, GMOs should be safety tested before they hit the market, says the American Medical Association. Some activists concerned about foods made with genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, had hoped the association would have gone so far as to support mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods, but some still view the policy change as a major breakthrough. I personally am not one of them because I don't trust the AMA one bit. It's like trusting Autism Speaks,
well,
you know?
They're pretty much just saying that they feel that they should be more safety tested. Well, that's exactly what the FDA says, too. So what is the big groundbreaking thing?
You
I'm not seeing it.
You make a point there. We applaud the AMA for taking the lead to help ensure a safe and adequate food supply, said Ann Dietrich of the Truth in Labeling Campaign, labeling of genetically engineered foods, when Monsanto Company, the world's largest biotech seed company, testified Sunday at the AMA. And this is precisely why, folks, I do not believe the AMA gives a damn about truly safety testing and making sure that these genetically modified foods are tested. Because when Monsanto representatives showed up to talk, this is what happened. When they testified Sunday at the AMA committee hearing on the policy, its representatives did not raise any objections to the mandatory safety assessment provision.
Well, no, because what's her face from the Truth in Labeling Campaign, Ann Dietrich, said, "Please, sir, may we have a seat at your table?" That's exactly what happened. "Oh, yeah, well, Stan, we think it's great what you're doing to make the food supply safe." Whatever.
But, you know, it really is to that point where we got to stop being nice. She ought to be saying, you know what, screw the AMA. Only about 15% of the doctors give a damn about the AMA and belong anyways. So who the hell cares what they say? They're jackasses. I want labeling.
Well,
Americans want labeling.
This is pretty much just like when they did the Mercury-Free Vaccine Act in Illinois. Mm-hmm. But put the exemption in there that they could every year use the exemption and still put mercury in the vaccines. What is this doing for anybody? This is doing nothing. It's a photo op on steps somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Look what we're doing for the good of the people. No, you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
Why don't you go wipe your butt with that piece of paper you just signed? Because that's what it's worth.
Exactly. Well, they're too busy wiping their ass with the Constitution, hun. On Tuesday, however, Monsanto spokesman Tom Helscher would not say whether or not the company supports mandatory pre-market testing.
Oh, my God.
Only that the current voluntary consultation process is working. He wrote to the Tribune, "All of Monsanto's biotech products, and to our knowledge, all those of other companies, go through the FDA consultation process, which provides a stringent safety assessment of biotech crops before they are placed on the market."
Yeah, looks like corn. It tastes like corn. It must be corn.
Exactly. And that's why two-thirds, and you can get this information from Jeffrey Smith's website, Institute for Responsible Technology, and his books, and there's a number of other books about this subject, about the subject of GMOs out there. And it's a common fact that when they were first testing the GMOs, two-thirds of the FDA scientists said, "Do not put this on the market. We've got mice dying. We've got mice that are infertile. We've got mice that their organs are failing. Stop this now." And that's when everybody was shut up and the bureaucrats at the FDA took over and said, "It's going on."
But I bet that the cafeteria at the FDA is exactly like the cafeteria at Monsanto, where they eat organic.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. So, yeah, and this whole FDA consultation process, you know, like
what
I said
before. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like they're coming in the back door. They've got the briefcase full
of
money.
Good old boy.
They set the briefcase on the table. The FDA hands them their go-ahead papers, and they give them a smile and a handshake, and out the door they go.
And out the door they go without that briefcase they brought
in. Exactly.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they just picked up the briefcase at Walmart. It was just to carry the $100 million or whatever it is that they were paying them off with. So you really don't need to take it back out.
And it wouldn't surprise me if the AMA is getting a little bit of that action as well. The AMA's Dr. Patrice Harris said the testing provision was aimed at addressing public interest and ensuring public health. In other words, we're going to say, yeah, you really should be doing this, and they're stroking the public.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
It's the photo op. Hey, look at us. Look how much we give a damn.
Yep, it's the photo op. That's all it is.
Recognizing the public's interest in the safety of bioengineered foods, the new policy also supports mandatory FDA pre-market systemic safety assessments of these foods as a preventive measure to ensure the health of the public, Harris said in a statement. We also urge the FDA to remain alert to new data on the health consequences of bioengineered foods because they've done such a damn fine job of it so far. Tuesday afternoon, FDA officials would not say whether the department supported mandatory testing. New foods have an obligation under the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to ensure that the foods they offer consumers are safe and in compliance with applicable legal requirements. The agency said, in meeting with their legal obligations, firms do conduct pre-market safety testing. So the firms conduct their own safety testing, and that's supposed to be, wow, do we have a safe food supply in this country? Hey, is it great? Yeah, it tastes great. Looks like corn. All right, man, here you go.
Yeah, that's it.
That's essentially, literally, what's going on. But then if you want to, say, have a garlic supplement and say, hey, this is an immune booster and you'll, you know, it can cure whatever, the FDA SWAT team will be up your butt before you know it.
For making false claims about something that is not classified as a drug.
Exactly, because we all know now, only drugs heal.
Yes.
That's right.
Now,
Insert chuckle there, exactly. The agency was referring to Testing Manufacturers Commission for their own use. Critics, however, argue that independent testing overseen by regulatory authorities often produces, get this, different results than testing paid for by the manufacturer. Imagine that.
Well, duh.
Wow, if that's like me and Pablo Picasso sitting looking at the same painting, and I look over at him, and it's his painting, and I say, what do you think, Pablo? And he says, looks damn fine to me, Kurt. What do you think? I think it's a piece of crap. I think you don't know where eyes belong. And are you really seeing this? Because I want those drugs you're on. You know? That's kind of... You can't expect the manufacturer to say anything but, damn fine job, R&D department. Let's go with it. It's absolutely ridiculous. It blows my mind that there's even a question about, you know, really, should we have somebody other than the people that are trying to get it approved test the products? Is this like hard for them to understand? I don't get it. After the policy was announced Tuesday, Consumers Union senior scientist Michael Hansen released a statement saying, we wholeheartedly commend AMA for coming out in support of mandatory pre-market safety assessment of genetically engineered foods, but are disappointed that AMA did not also support mandatory labeling. Studies in the scientific literature have suggested that genetic engineering could introduce new food allergies, increase the levels of known allergens, raise or lower nutrient levels, and have adverse effects on the animals that eat such foods. Just Label It, the National Campaign for the Labeling of Genetically Engineered Foods, issued a statement saying just the fact that the AMA even considered this measure was a significant win for the vast majority of Americans who believe they have the right to know about the foods they eat and feed their families, a fundamental right already enjoyed by citizens in more than 50 countries worldwide, including all Europe, Japan, Russia, and China. See, this is what really pisses me off. You've got an organization that probably started out as a grassroots organization, Just Label It campaign, and they said, we're tired of this. These people are poisoning us. Our children are getting allergies. Our children are getting sick. It's going to destroy the ecosystem, and we're angry, and we're not going to take it anymore. And suddenly money started coming in, donations started coming in, and they went from a garage to a real office, and they started getting in with being able to sit in with the AMA people and everything else and talking, and the next thing you know, they sell out. We're just happy that they even considered it.
Exactly.
We
have a seat at your table.
Exactly.
Once again.
Fails.
And you know what? They might have gotten rid of the GMOs in 50 countries worldwide, including Europe, Japan, Russia, and China. But you know what? They eat horse meat over there.
We're back to that.
Well, just think about it. If they think they're being so much more healthy because they're not eating GMOs, I'm sorry, but they're very well mistaken.
Well, no doubt. But the issue is the horse meat is not going to destroy the planet because they don't pollinate and screw with other horses.
Oh, no, I absolutely know that.
This
I'm just
GMO
saying,
issue, labeling GMOs is going to stop GMOs dead in their tracks.
Which is why they're never going to do it. Which right. is why they're never going to do a vaxxed and unvaxxed study. All these things, why would they do that? They're not going to do it.
I'm just really angry all the time at these organizations that probably start out so nice and so fed up and so, you know, balls to the
walls. Because they think that's a win. Because the AMA said, oh, yeah, there needs to be more studying. But you know what? We're going to let you guys handle that. We're just going to make this really nice statement because we're letting you sit at the table and we want you to actually, you know, maybe clap for us and say these things in articles so people think that we're all on the same team.
Now, I'll tell you who's not on our team, and it's our grocers. The Grocers Manufacturers Association said about this AMA deal, okay? Now, the Grocer Manufacturers Association represents hundreds of the nation's biggest food companies, and they released a statement Wednesday that focused not on the recent changes to the AMA resolution, but rather on what hadn't changed. The AMA's continued stance that labeling genetically engineered food is unnecessary because it considers them not to be materially different from other kinds of food. We commend the American Medical Association's House of Delegates for its vote in support of the continued use of genetically engineered ingredients in the food supply.
Yeah, another reason to order from BoxOrganics.com.
Exactly, because this is your grocers saying thanks for not allowing this labeling thing to happen, and thanks for allowing genetically modified foods to continue to be used in our products that we manufacture. Thank you, AMA. Thank you, FDA. Thank you, Monsanto. Screw the fact that 91% of the American population want labeling. It's ridiculous. And that's your grocer. Stay the hell at home and order online, and we'll bring it to you. I don't, like I said, I'm really trying hard not to turn this into an infomercial for our company, but it's stories like this that say, and you know what, even if you're on the West Coast or the East Coast and you have to use somebody else, right now, just eat organic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Eat organic, eat healthy, and get away from these buttholes. This is what your grocer thinks
and
of you.
And voting with our pocketbooks is making a difference.
Exactly. This is what our grocers think of you. Thank you for allowing us to continue to poison you. That's it. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Poison you with cheap food.
Exactly. How sad is that? We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to move on with another story. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
And once again, thanks for staying with Kurt and Kim Linderman with Linderman Unleashed. I've got this next article from Infowars.com. This is one that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and it talks a lot about politics, but it's really indicative of just the blatant corruption that's in Washington, D.C. right now. Obama asserts executive privilege to hide involvement in Fast and Furious. Now, we've talked about Fast and Furious on this program before. If you don't know, however, what Fast and Furious is, you really need to look it up, because it's not a movie by the hunky dude that my wife likes to watch, Vin Diesel. It is real, and it's caused the death of hundreds of people, and has also caused the death of an American border agent. It's really sad that this particular episode is us, the United States government, buying weapons, assault rifles, shotguns, and giving them to drug cartels south of the border, letting them take them over the border, of which two of the guns that went across the border were used in the death of Border Agent Terry. And their family's not really happy that their president has decided to assert executive privilege to hide the government's involvement, the higher parts echelon of the government's involvement in Fast and Furious. In a vain effort to cover his tracks and protect his cohorts, President Barack Obama is claiming executive privilege regarding Fast and Furious documents that expose their operation to smuggle weapons into Mexico by way of U.S. agents that were handed off directly to Mexican drug cartels. The House Oversight Committee, headed by Chair Daryl Issa, is flat out demanding that classified and undisclosed documents that show the Department of Justice and Attorney General Eric Holder were directly involved with the Fast and Furious operation. Now, Eric Holder is pretty much going to end up under indictment for refusing to testify regarding Fast and Furious. This guy is our chief law enforcement officer, and he is the biggest criminal. He makes Bush look like a punk. This Eric Holder and Barack Obama are taking corruption and criminality to a whole new level in Washington, D.C. I didn't think anybody could be much worse than Bush.
You have to get worse. Look at the state of this country. You have to get worse. You just do. That's the only way they're surviving, because they've dug the hole big enough. How are they going to get out of the hole?
Yeah, I guess you're right there. Just as the Oversight Committee votes on holding Holder in contempt or not, Obama claims a thinly veiled retreat, perhaps to mitigate his exposed connection to the Department of Justice's involvement in the ruined operation. Holder had attempted to subvert responsibility by offering to negotiate with Congress, yet ISA refused, moving forward with a motion for contempt of Congress. ISA's got big balls. It would not surprise me if Congressman ISA ended up dead. I'm serious. This guy is messing with people that he's a gutsy guy. I like Congressman ISA. I'm telling you what. ISA asserts the committee has uncovered serious wrongdoing by the Justice Department. That wrongdoing has cost lives on both sides of the border. James Cole, Deputy Attorney General for the DOJ, wrote a letter to ISA acknowledging Holder's failure to comply with the committee's subpoena of October 11, 2011. However, they claim they have made an extraordinary effort to accommodate the committee's legitimate oversight interests and provided over 7,600 pages of documents and has made numerous high-level officials available for public congressional testimony, transcribed interviews, and briefings. Now, here's the deal, though. The DOJ is choosing to call out their authority and hope to intimidate the House Oversight Committee into ceasing all pursuant activities. Now, Kim, we've got the family of this gunned-down agent, and you're a mom, I'm a dad, and you've got not only our president, but the guy, the chief law enforcement officer in the country, Eric Holder, who's a piece of crap, basically saying, I'm not listening to you anymore. I don't want to do anything for you anymore. I'm not gonna deal with you at all. How would you feel as a mother of a gunned down agent when their highest bosses are saying, no, we're not gonna deal with the investigation?
I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine how the parents feel. I can't imagine.
Well, the family of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was killed by a member of a Mexican drug cartel with guns that the DOJ provided them through Fast and Furious, has come forth to respond to Obama's use of executive privilege. Their statement reads that President Obama's assertion of executive privilege serves to compound this tragedy. It denies the Terry family and the American people the truth. The Terry family has been requesting for over a year and a half for the U.S. government to hold those responsible within the government to justice and accountability. They recognize that it is very disappointing that the Terry family are now faced with an administration that seems more concerned with protecting themselves rather than unveiling the truth behind Operation Fast and Furious. Now, let's put this into perspective. Remember when Rush Limbaugh said that about the bimbo that was sitting before Congress that wanted free health care or free birth control? This was this bimbo who's going to law school, for God's sake, and is sitting there like almost teary-eyed in front of Congress, just sniveling about the fact that she's got to pay for her birth control. She doesn't have a wedding ring on. She's obviously got the money to go to law school, for God's sake, and she wants me to pay so she can tramp around. I was right there with Rush Limbaugh when it came to that. He went a little overboard with the whole
slut
thing.
Well, I wouldn't say tramp around because she's choosing not to get pregnant and have a baby, but there is no reason whatsoever that the citizens of the United States should have to pay for her not to get pregnant.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I may have gone a bit far by saying tramp around, but the fact of the matter is...
Yeah, because thank you very much. I took birth control because I didn't want to get pregnant, dear.
I understand that, but we didn't expect the United States government to pay for it.
No, we didn't.
Now, here's the other thing, though. When Rush Limbaugh did that and talked bad about her, Obama was on the phone with her calling to see how her feelings were and let her know that he supported her. That piece of crap, commie SOB, president of ours, has never once called the Terry family. Eric Holder has never once, to my knowledge, called the Terry family. How pathetic is that? A radio show host calls a law student a bimbo and a slut, and it gets the president's attention.
Because she was asking for free health care.
Exactly.
That's why it got his attention. It wasn't because he was outraged because of what Rush said. It was because she was talking about free health care.
Well, that does still put it into perspective in my book. That's all I've got to say about that. Forced medical intervention, disrespecting informed consent. I like the. This is a Natural News article written by Craig Stelfluke, and I like the first sentence in this article. Criminals have more constitutional rights than medical patients.
It's true.
Isn't that the truth?
It is true.
You know, we've got children that can be taken from homes because they've refused medical treatment. How many comments have you seen in the past of American citizens commenting on pages, particularly regarding vaccines, where your children should be taken from you because you don't vaccinate them and protect them from these horrible diseases? You've got doctors that basically say, you're not going to leave here because I think you're abusing your child, and it's because your child is rickettsial from the diet that you've been.
How about if you just go into the doctor because you have something wrong with you, the doctor doesn't know why, and you bring in research that you've done on your own to let the doctor know about it, and they treat you like you are a criminal. They put you under that interrogation light, and the only thing they don't do is stick the toothpicks underneath your fingernails.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Linderman, but I think that you need to be on some type of psychotropic medicine because you are completely out of your mind.
Yeah, because you know what you're talking about.
Right.
And it is that God complex. It really is. You give a guy something shiny to hang around his neck and put him in a shiny white coat, and the next thing you know, he feels like he's a freaking divine figure. Or she.
But they're still human.
Oh, absolutely. Gone are the rights of due process and second opinions. It seems that patients are somehow bereft of Sixth Amendment rights to counsel. When doctors are pitted against patients, the courts often defer to the fallible physicians' demands that patients submit their bodies to them. Forced care condones coercion and denies fundamental medical principles of informed consent and informed refusal. Case in point. Samantha Burton was 25 weeks pregnant when her membranes ruptured. Following good sense, she sought help from her obstetrician, Dr. Jana Burforstoffel. When Samantha tried to leave the hospital for a second opinion, this outrageous doctor refused to allow her to leave and then grabbed a court order requiring Samantha to forsake her job and children at home and undergo any and all medical treatments the physician deemed necessary. The kangaroo court hearing by telephone from her hospital bed denied Samantha the opportunity for an attorney or her requested second opinion and request to change hospitals. Sadly, 3 days into her court-ordered confinement, Samantha lost her baby. And what do you want to bet that this piece of crap allopathic physician probably blamed the loss of her baby on Samantha? Guaranteed. Guaranteed. After laboring at home and becoming dehydrated, Laura Pemberton sought medical help and requested intravenous fluids, but physicians conditioned her medical care on agreement to a cesarean section. She refused the procedure and left the hospital. The demigod doctor snatched a court order to retrieve her from her home and forced her to the hospital by ambulance. She was then subjected to undergo an apparently unnecessary cesarean section.
That is ridiculous.
Can you
believe? Where are these people at?
These people are here in America. How pathetic is that? God help the doctor that thinks he can walk in and demand that I or one of my children or my wife go with him. This is Nazi Germany type stuff here. It is ridiculous.
Well, I have done that. I told him, hell no, you're not doing that to me.
Yeah.
I went in for surgery and they wanted me to sign some paper letting some doctor open up my chest. And I said, no. And they said, why not? I said, because that's not the doctor who's supposed to be opening up my chest. That's why not. Take this IV out, and I'm going home.
Yep. In the ongoing case of 10-year-old Jacob Styler, omniscient doctors compelled the Michigan DHS, Department of Health Services, I think that is, into seeking to force deadly treatment upon the child against the parents' wishes. PET scans show Jacob to be in cancer remission, but the powers that be maintain he still needs poisonous chemotherapy and radiation therapy. The doctors insist that Jacob will surely die without treatment, even though the recommended drugs are not FDA approved for his treatment. Attorney Michael Ferris says, there's no doubt that in the day that we live in, the medical community thinks it gets to decide what we all should do. This is doctors, like the headline here, the byline here, hospital lawyers deputized. These doctors, these lawyers for the hospitals and everything, really think they know everything. And they can determine what and where you're going to have your treatment. You know, what treatment you're going to have, where you're going to have it. It's really scary, especially considering the fact that there is so much more information out there right now due to the internet and radio shows like this and others, that people are learning about safer ways to treat chronic disease. And these doctors, I think maybe that has a lot to do with the fact that these doctors are getting just bolder than hell, because it's just one of those, you know, you're not going to tell me my job. I know what's best for you. It's really, really silly that doctors can think like that. I know it isn't all doctors. Most doctors are not going to do this. But if we allow this kind of stuff to happen, it's just going to embolden more.
Well, and how many people have been bullied by a doctor? They might not have stood up as much as they should have because they were bullied by the doctor and felt intimidated and belittled and went ahead and did what the doctor said instead of standing up for their own health care, right, instead of standing up for their own health.
And I wonder how many people are in the graves today because of that very thing.
It would probably scare the living crap out of you to know it.
Yeah, they say that deaths by medicine, by pharmaceuticals primarily, are the third leading cause of death. But when you look at what they call cancer deaths, which is the number one, I think it's heart disease, the cancer, heart disease, and then pharmaceutical side effects. When you look at cancer deaths, those aren't cancer deaths. 90% of those cancer deaths
are from the treatment
are
of the
from
cancer.
From the drugs that they gave right. them. Then that would make pharmaceutical death by doctor far outnumber anything else.
Well, death
in
by
the country.
Drugs.
Death by doctor.
But
doctors
what I'm saying
prescribe
is,
them.
Right, the doctors that prescribe them, that think that they're the holy grail, yes, but like you were asked on your Facebook page,
and
not
I
all doctors.
I
so
already,
I'm just being the devil's advocate, you know, like you always say to me when I'm trying to make an argument.
Death by doctor. Forced care cases are usually heard on an emergency... I'm sorry. I always got to get the last word in, don't I?
Yes.
Forced care cases are usually heard on an emergency basis, and judicial decisions are made without full briefing on relevant law, medicine, and policy. Now, think about this. Forced care, all right? Forced care cases. When you've got a jurist sitting on the bench who has spent 8 years in law school, and you've got a homeschooling mom with three kids and a baby in the oven, and she doesn't want to get this treatment or this or that, and that jurist who has 8 years of law school and college and everything else looks over and looks at this homeschooling mom with a high school education that's probably smarter than both the jurist and the doctor put together.
Because she has common sense.
Yeah. And then he looks over at the doctor who's trying to explain his or her side of the case. And who do you think that judge is going to listen to and respect? It's going to be that other person that spent all that time in the inculcation breeding ground, filth-built breeding ground of our modern-day colleges. That's what's going to happen every time. That judge, it's like everybody... It's like the fight that I was having earlier this week with those people on the website. If it was a study that ended, the website address for the study ended in .gov, that was it. That was gospel. If it was a medical doctor, now get this though, just a medical doctor that actually happened to agree with them,
right?
It was great. If I had a medical doctor that wrote something, it was no good because it was on what they called the vaccine porn sites. You know, we have been brainwashed into this culture to believe, hey, that person has a white coat on. That person spent 8 years in college memorizing drug ads.
Eight years in college. And where were they in their class when they graduated? Were they at the top of the class? Were they at the middle of the class? Were they at the bottom of the class? You don't have to know.
Well, I'd kind of like the guy at the bottom of the class, to be perfectly honest.
No, I'd kind of like the guy who didn't even go to school.
Right.
Because at least he's worked for a living, gotten his hands dirty, and has some common sense.
Well, I'm just hoping the guy at the bottom of the class didn't listen to all of it and barely got out with his teeth, you know, by the skin of his teeth, and now he
has to continue to learn.
Yeah, has to continue to learn to be a good doctor. I don't want that guy that was top of the class because he's just memorized the, you know, the brainwashing lessons. There's no doubt about that at all. Now, let's talk this again. Forced care cases are usually heard on an emergency basis, and judicial decisions are made without full briefing on relevant law, medicine, and policy. A patient put into a forced care situation has the undue burden to instantaneously conjure up expert witnesses to testify on their behalf. Hospital lawyers deputized to act as state attorneys have a clear conflict of interest, as noted by the Supreme Court of Florida, saying it is inappropriate for a hospital to argue zealously against the wishes of its own patient, and it cannot act on behalf of the state to assert the state's interests when a competent adult refuses care. And that's from a case by Drabui. Of course, subjecting a patient to forced care, even court-ordered care, may lead to a lawsuit for violations of civil and constitutional rights. Court's opinions generally begin with the premise that every person of adult years and sound mind has a right to determine what shall be done with his body. And I really think that comes down to the fact that this society has been dumbed down so poorly that it's just ridiculous that we're just conditioned, absolutely conditioned, to just believe whatever a medical professional says. If you spend 8 years in college, you get to make the decisions. You're the decision maker all of a sudden. It is sad, and it's happening over and over again. We are just being conditioned to just acquiesce our personal rights, our constitutional rights. And it's sickening to me, but we were one of those people. We really were. We walked in there, we sat down, we didn't know. They injected our son with vaccines. They injected our children, all of our children, with vaccines. Us not knowing. Us just acquiescing. We were one of those people that I'm talking about. I don't talk down to them. I'm just saying more people have to wake up. And the reason that I think, Kim, the main reason why we do this show is because we want people to wake up before that tragedy hits. Because that will wake your ass up.
Exactly. And it's helped us not only with our own son who was vaccine injured, but our other children and with ourselves. Because if I wouldn't have had to learn to stand up for our son when he got sick, I would have never stood up for myself, and I'd be dead right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that story behind that is you did have a mold infection in your chest, and you told them something was wrong, and they were saying you were crazy. I was saying you were crazy. Everybody thought you were crazy. They were trying to put you on drugs and everything else, and those drugs made you want to kill yourself. And your research from dealing with your son, our son, led you to say, you're going to listen to me, and it saved your life. It really did.
It took me 2 years, but it did.
Yeah.
And it made me a stronger person. And to this day, nobody is going to tell me what I'm going to do with my health care or my child's health care.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's made me stronger by dealing with Caden's injury and dealing with what you went through and seeing how you basically saved your own life. It's taught me a hell of a lot. Because, you know, I wasn't always like this. I wasn't one of those in-your-face people when it came. If a doctor came up and said, Kurt, you really need to do this. Yes, sir. No problem. What do you want me to do? That's the way I was.
Yeah, but you didn't go to the doctor.
No, I didn't. Unless something was hanging off and I could tell. Yeah, okay, I know you need to reattach that finger.
Yeah, or else you just duct tape it and move right along.
Well, when you're young, you could do that kind of stuff.
Young and poor.
Yeah, young and poor. But this is where we are right now. I don't know. I think it's the drugging of America, the fluoridation of America, the vaccination of America.
The GMOing.
And the media, the TV, everything is meant to dumb us down pathetically. And we have gotten to that point where so many of us are just acquiescing.
Well, but it makes us dependent, too.
Exactly, which is the greatest thing that government wants, dependent culture. But there are so many people waking up. That's what constantly makes me feel good, going to that Health Freedom Expo and everything else. There's a lot of people waking the heck up, and it makes me feel great that they're waking up. Hey, we're going to have to take off. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Until next week, do not forget,
the gloves are off.
Y'all have a great one.